Hello, my name's Alex, and I'm going to be doing your daily psalm reading. We're going to read a psalm in a modern version, and we're going to read it in an older version as well. And then I'm going to share some thoughts, some reflections to see what spiritual guidance we can gain from the psalms. Today's psalm is the first psalm, Psalm number one. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation, and then I'm going to read from the New King James Version. Psalm 1, NLT. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Psalm 1 from the New King James Version. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall also not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is how the book of Psalms opens. It's how it starts. It's the very first thing we read. And the psalmist is writing this poem, this song, and expressing what is on their hearts. They want us to know that we need to be careful whose counsel we take, whose advice we listen to, that we don't listen to the counsel or the advice of the wicked. Which voices are we listening to? Which voices in our lives do we value the most? Is it the voice of our teacher? Is it the voice of our boss? Is it the voice of our spouse? Is it the voice of the Lord? Do we delight in hearing from God? Do we meditate and reflect on these things day and night? That doesn't mean we spend all day meditating. We've got lots of things that we do in our lives. But whether it's day or night, it's always a good time to think about the things of God. What would Jesus do in this situation? How can I invite the Lord into what I'm doing here at this moment? We also read about a tree which brings forth fruit in season. And trees don't have fruit on them all year round. There might be times when things seem more difficult, but I encourage you to persevere, to continue meditating and waiting, to walk forward with the Lord. And don't be jealous of the people who seem to be doing everything wrong but having a great life. Sometimes we can look at the ungodly and the wicked and think, man, they've got it all. But those who follow God have everything. and have life eternal. That's been your daily psalm reading. Today we read Psalm 1 from the New Living Translation and from the New King James Version. God bless and goodbye.